We should open the files to an independent inquiry into the origins of COVID-19 with subpoena power, insulated from agencies whose conduct is in question, write Jeffrey Sachs and Neil L. Harrison. By Jeffrey D. Sachs and Neil L. Harrison. Common Dreams. On July 29, Anthony Fauci sat before a Senate committee under subpoena and declined to answer questions more than 100 times. In some 250 prior appearances before Congress, he had never once invoked the Fifth Amendment. He invoked it on the question of where the worst pandemic in a century began and on all other questions. He was entitled to do so. The Fifth is a right, and anyone who treats silence as proof of guilt misunderstands the Constitution. But this misses the larger point. Fauci directed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for 38 years, becoming the face of the U.S. medical science establishment, once referring to himself as such. I am the science, and it was his agency, among others, that funded coronavirus research in Wuhan and in North Carolina. When the question is, how did a million Americans die? Then the man who played the role of America's doctor does not get to stay silent and retain the mantle of science. 4 years ago, in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, we called for an independent inquiry into the origins of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that caused the pandemic, with full access to American as well as relevant Chinese records. The public was told from the very start of the pandemic that the origin issue was settled, that the virus was natural. But the issue most certainly was not settled, and every Freedom of Information Act, FOIA release, every whistleblower account, every congressional document produced since 2022 has cast more doubt on this narrative and pointed instead toward a laboratory origin of the virus. CIA, research-related origin of COVID-19 pandemic. In January 2025, the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, finally aligned with that judgment, assessing with low confidence that a research-related origin of the COVID-19 pandemic is more likely than a natural origin. The FBI reached the same conclusion with moderate confidence. So did the Department of Energy, which runs the national laboratories. Three American agencies and the German BND now favor a research-related origin. Yet that judgment has still not been evaluated in the light of all of the relevant American records bearing on the issue. We do, however, now know clearly how such a virus may have been made, because the recipe was written down. In 2018, Ralph Barrick of the University of North Carolina, UNC's, Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, and Xi Jingli of the Wuhan Institute of Virology submitted a proposal to DARPA called Diffuse. It set out a specific plan. Use Barrick's reverse genetics platform, the technology he built and patented for assembling coronaviruses from synthetic fragments, to construct bat sarbecovirus backbones, including consensus sequences assembled from field samples, and then insert a protease site at the S1-S2 junction of the spike protein. A protease site is essential in order for these bat viruses to jump the species barrier between bats and humans, and in this case is called a furin cleavage site, FCS. When it first appeared, SARS-CoV-2 was the only known virus of its family, the clade of sarbecoviruses, to carry such a site. It remains unique in this respect. Despite much sampling of viruses from the bats that serve as the reservoir species for these viruses, no other virus in this clade or family has appeared that displays the FCS, just as no animal has been found in China that was infected with a progenitor of SARS-CoV-2. These findings continue to cause great concern. This novel FCS was the feature that most alarmed the virologists who first read the genome, as it represents an evolutionary leap with no evidence that this had taken place in nature. Unknown to most, American scientists had proposed to build exactly this feature into precisely that kind of coronavirus, only 2 years before the outbreak of a novel coronaviral disease in Wuhan. Given the availability of a suitable template virus, the insertion of 12 nucleotides to form the FCS would be trivial, and similar work had already been performed. Behind closed doors, genome looked engineered. Now consider what was said behind closed doors. On Jan. 31, 2020, leading virologists told Fossey that the genome looked engineered. Jeremy Farrar, then director of the Wellcome Trust, convened them the next day, February 1, 2020, and the day after sent Fossey and Francis Collins a tally of where they stood. Michael Farzan, who discovered the receptor used by SARS-CoV-1 and 2 to enter human cells, put the odds at 60-40 or 70-30 for a laboratory accident. Edward Holmes stood at 60-40 on the laboratory side. Farrar wrote that on a scale where 0 is nature and 100 is release, he was honestly at 50. None of this was disclosed. 6 weeks later, five of those scientists published The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2 in Nature Medicine, concluding that no laboratory scenario was plausible. Fossey promoted it from the White House podium as independent and definitive science. In a message released only this June, Collins told colleagues that the paper was work that he, Fossey, Farrar, and Lawrence Tabak had helped with but are appropriately not mentioned explicitly. The arguments laid out in the paper were always scientifically weak and have since collapsed, one by one. The author said that building such a virus in a lab would be hard, yet a German team assembled one from synthetic fragments in under 2 weeks using a yeast-based system. The proximal origin experts said that a molecular feature adjacent to the furin cleavage site showed the virus had been shaped inside a living organism rather than in a laboratory. This feature, a group of sugars known as O-glycans, was predicted by the authors, computer analyses. Yet laboratory work showed that this feature did not actually exist. They also stated that a lab designer would have optimized the virus's grip on the human receptor via its spike protein. Yet Ralph Barrick had already run an experiment showing that infection of human cells proceeds better if spike protein binding to the receptor site is less than optimal. No correction to any of these errors in proximal origin has ever been published. The authors soon lost conviction in their own conclusions, as revealed in their own emails and Slack messages, yet they did not retract. Barrick himself was involved in the genesis of proximal origin, since he was on the February 1 call, in secret. His presence was disclosed to no one, he cannot explain how he got there, and at least two participants did not know he was there. Barrick did not mention the diffuse proposal on the call, and has since claimed to have forgotten about it. The proposal sat in the files of the Pentagon and the intelligence community for 18 months after the outbreak began, and no agency produced it. It surfaced through a whistleblower. I don't see anywhere in this reporting. Fossey blatantly lied to Congress. Fossey deleted records. Fossey kept what he knows hidden from the public and lied about it. The legacy media still won't own up to anything. https://t:/r6y9p4p/ipc. Senator Rand Paul at Sen Rand Paul, August 7, 2026. When it did, the authors of Proximal Origin privately agreed they needed to reconvince themselves that the resemblance was coincidence, and one suggested they stay off email or carefully curate some emails for the Freedom of Information record. Barrick has provided testimony, some of which has remained classified, presumably because of his links to the intelligence community. Why a cover-up? A number of intelligence agencies, including the German BND and the CIA, favor a research-related origin, and these agencies point toward a laboratory accident in Wuhan. If this were the case, it would not explain the need for such an elaborate cover-up involving high-level U.S. government personnel and scientists from the U.K., Australia, and other countries. Scientists around the world are much more convinced of the existence of a cover-up than they are of a natural origin of the virus. But relatively, few have stated their views in public. If the virus was indeed grown, engineered, or reassembled in a lab, some of the technology used was American, the design was American, and some of the funding was American. And so are some of the records that would settle the matter. Barrick's notebooks, freezer inventories, the sequences of viruses sampled by EcoHealth Alliance, records held at University of California, UC Davis for the PREDICT program under USAID, transfer agreements and shipping receipts between UNC and other US federal laboratories, as well as the National Institute of Health. NIH grant files showing whether the work proposed in Diffuse but rejected by DARPA was funded in pieces by other U.S. agencies. Every item could be produced by order of Congress this week. All have been withheld for 6 years. Our charge is not that there was American involvement in the appearance of this virus. Our charge is that Fauci and other U.S. officials and scientists have blocked the search for the truth. No inquiry can determine the truth based on the evidence at hand. So, open up the files. Convene an independent inquiry with subpoena power, insulated from the agencies whose own conduct is in question, and let the evidence fall where it falls. If it exonerates Ralph Baric and Anthony Foss, as it may, they will have been cleared by evidence rather than by assertion, the only kind of exoneration worth having. That is what Fauci should have said on July 29. Here are my records. Here are NIH records. Compel the rest, and I will help you get the answer. He instead invoked the Fifth more than 100 times. Jeffrey D. Sachs is a university professor and director of the Center for Sustainable Development at Columbia University, where he directed the Earth Institute from 2002 until 2016. He is also president of the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network and a commissioner of the UN Broadband Commission for Development. Neil L. Harrison is professor of pharmacology at Columbia University. He is co-author, with Jeffrey D. Sachs, of A Call for an Independent Inquiry into the Origin of the SARS-CoV-2 Virus, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the USA, 119-21-E220-2769119, 2022. An interview on this topic with Judge Napolitano on July 31, 2026, is on Jeff Sachs' YouTube channel. This article is from Common Dreams. Views expressed in this article and may or may not reflect those of Consortium News. Please donate to CN's Summer Fund Drive. This writing by Jeffrey D. Sachs and Neil L. Harrison deserves an aggressive follow-up on behalf of everyone infected and or affected by the actual Seminole. The proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2. If your accusations may have merit, why not more information on that German team? You left us hanging with that. The two thugs, Holly and Rand, who tried to railroad Dr. Fauci in that hearing have zero credibility. They are simple Trump goons who were directed by Trump to get Fauci because of Trump's hatred for him. The issue of provenance is interesting on its own. It is an intriguing academic issue, of delicious interest for medical and public health sleuthing. No question. However, no one anywhere, not scientist, fruitcake conspiracy theorist, nor Politico journalist, has taken this inquiry to the next and most obvious and amp. Disturbing level. Wuhan, China, is thousands of miles, plenty of land masses, and an immense ocean away from the sites, like New York City, where the virus struck and killed or massively weakened the immune systems and overall health of thousands of humans. How did a virus in a small lab, in a remote area, travel thousands of miles going either east or west, cross several mountain ranges and an ocean, pass through customs, as it were, and then manage to infect thousands of ordinary citizens plodding through their workaday lives? No trips to Chinatown, no exotic fruits, meats, and/or vegetables, no packages from abroad. This tale beggars belief at every level. Not just a source cover-up, a medico-political cover-up, but a fabrication so full of holes as to insult dogs and birds passing by. So, how did it spread that fast, that far, and to that many disparate groups of humans, particularly in such shocking speed? China locked down because they believed they were under attack. Why not consider U.S. involvement? The We Lie, We Cheat, We Steal Sinophobe Mike Pompeo was running the CIA. It's not like the CIA doesn't have a history of testing bioweapons on civilians. This is crazy. 1 million dead in the U.S. and approximately 20 million dead worldwide, and we still have no definitive answer. If it looks like a cover-up, walks like a cover-up, and smells like a cover-up, well then. And while they need to investigate this mystery, how about also finding out what those U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine were really doing? Getting to the bottom of blame was never the mission of Rand Paul. There are no good, smart, or helpful GOPs in the Congress. We continue to limp away from truth-free GOP rule. Impartial stock-taking would be refreshing.